Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note to indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. The fourth annual Muncie Three Trails Music Series kicks off with the Graskals on Saturday, July 9th. Other artists playing this year, Delta Bluesman Tab Benoit, Pokey Lafarge, John Schofield. The whole lineup is at Muncie3Trails.com. Rick Ziegler is the series founder. Hello, Rick.
Hi, John. How are you?
Did you know when you started this that you'd be into your fourth year at some point?
No, I did not know. I have to thank the local foundations in Muncie for that support. And more recently, in particular, local businesses have really stepped up to the plate the last year. And now businesses are contributing more to the series and the foundations. And that had been my hope from the beginning.
And by the way, I mean, we'll want to talk about the series and the artists and everything. But part of the traction that you're seeing is that folks know this is good for the community. It's a series of free concerts at a beautiful public space in Muncie at a great time of the year.
Yes, and it's also unique in Indiana. It's the only series of free concerts that features contemporary national recording acts. Other places have nostalgia acts and things like that, but we go for people who are recording new music now. Those are the types of artists that we're after.
I wonder if our taste in live music is changing somehow. There's so much emphasis on music available everywhere, carried in our pockets, on our phones.
I think that with the way recorded music is distributed now, I actually think it helps emphasize the importance of live music, because the recorded music, you could say for many people now, it's more disposable. You know, they don't go out and buy it and own it. They rent it or keep it on their phones. But the live experience is something completely, completely unique.
Let's talk about this year's lineup. Starting July 9th with the Graskals. This is a group that's been around for 12, 13 years, I think.
That's right. They formed in 2004, and their first gigs, they were Dolly Parton's backing band. That's how they got their start. Three Grammy nominations for Bluegrass Album of the Year over their course of their history. They're also three-time winners of the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music's Instrumental Group of the Year. They've won Entertainer of the Year awards. They've appeared at the Grand Ole Opry over 150 times. They are a well-established, well-seasoned bluegrass group, and we're lucky to get them.
Dolly Parton even sang, and other people have done vocals on their records as
yes,
well.
Yes, they've worked with Vince Gill, Dolly Parton, amazing number of people.
I think they were her band for a while.
That's how they got their start.
Okay.
One of my favorites by them is they cover the Monkees song, Last Train to Clarksville. They do that they write mostly their own material, but when they do reach for covers, they often go for pop songs, and as they say, they graskalize them. And I think they do a particularly good job with that song.
Let's give this a listen.
Oh, no, 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 'cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train, and I must go.
So you're hearing some terrific artistry here. These are terrific musicians. Distinctive vocals, too.
The vocals are one of their high points. I would say, in regards to that their banjo player has been a four-time winner of International Bluegrass Music Association's Banjo Player of the Year. But their vocals are very soulful, more so than many bluegrass groups, in my opinion. And I just think they're great.
Did bluegrass turn a corner at some point? You know, this isn't Hee-Haw. I mean, this is Bela Fleck and the Graskals, and there's a different...
Oh, brother, there are...
Oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh, brother, where art thou? Help. I mean, bluegrass music has pretty much stayed the same, but in terms of popularity and becoming known, Oh, brother, where art thou helped it turn that corner, and it's never looked back.
Isn't that funny? The Coen brothers, T-Bone Burnett was their music director in that
movie,
film.
Yes. Yeah. And he's the one that went out and and selected the tunes and helped establish them in as being central to the movie, not just add-ons, but absolutely central.
And bluegrass people will tell you, "Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?" had a big impact.
That they will. Yeah. I mean, the last time I saw Ralph Stanley, I mean, that was practically the first thing out of his mouth. And he is in that movie, so maybe that's why. He sings "Oh Death" over the Klan rally in that movie.
Dolly Parton joined them on Viva Las Vegas. And I'm trying to think, I think that song was in Leaving Las Vegas, Nicolas Cage. And right. That would be great for grassification.
Absolutely. You know? And I mean, it's an Elvis Presley song originally. So when you grassicalize that, it turns out very well. And I don't know
if I'm ever coming home. That's Rick Ziegler, founder of the Muncie Three Trails Music Series, which opens July 9th at Cannon Commons. When we come back, a preview of some of the other acts. The series features national blues, bluegrass, jazz, and roots artists, among others. And thanks to the sponsors and underwriters, it is free. More details at Muncie3Trails.org.
Indiana Weekend, interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
Let's talk a little bit about the other folks in the lineup. So we start July 9th with the Grascals, then Tab Benoit on July 23rd. Delta Bluesman.
Yes. That's one thing about this series. We try to be as varied as possible. Our three previous years, we've had bluegrass, blues, New Orleans, folk, Americana, country, honky-tonk, Cajun, jazz. This year, it's bluegrass, Louisiana/Texas blues, because that's how I would describe Tab Benoit, and then Americana and jazz for the first time. Very happy about that.
Let's listen to a little bit of a Tab Benoit song, Shelter Me. Tab Benoit is captivating to you because?
It's the combination of how he blends the Cajun swamp blues of Louisiana with the guitar-driven Texas blues tradition. To oversimplify, his voice, which is great, springs straight out of the Louisiana Delta. I mean, you can just hear it all over. But his guitar has that much more electrified, driven sound that he has been compared to Albert Collins, Albert King, even Jimi Hendrix, and that it's a very driven sound combined with those Louisiana vocals. It's great.
Do these folks have opening acts or?
There's local opening acts for each band.
Okay.
For the Grascals, a Stampede String Band from Indianapolis. For Tab Benoit, Chad Morhoff from Muncie.
Coming up September 3rd, Pokey Lafarge. The neat thing today, right, is that folks hear the name of an artist and can easily go and sample it. You can find samples of this on YouTube or what have you.
And you can go to www.muncie3trails.org, and not only will there be songs, there will be videos for you
Better
to watch
yet.
Of the artist.
That's right. Let's give a listen to Something in the Water from Pokey Lafarge. She don't mind a baseball game. In the middle of the lightning and the rain, she's a pain in my brain, drives me insane, but I love her just the same. Boys, love her just the same. Something in the water. What a voice.
He's an amazing artist, and I think that is shown by how he's been praised across the musical spectrum. I mean, his current album, Something in the Water, is on Rounder Records, and that's considered the premier roots label, you know, in our country. If you think of any roots act, you can be sure they recorded on Rounder. But he was actually first came to public consciousness because Jack White, who was the founder of the rock band The White Stripes, and now runs his own record label, Third Man Records, took a shine to him, really appreciated him, and signed him to his label for his first releases, and then took him on tour. So although you don't hear a lot of rock in him, Jack White definitely appreciated how he draws on the traditions of the Midwest and American music stretching all the way back to the Depression.
Well, I was just going to say, that sounds like something you would hear right after 1929, say 1932 or something.
His music sounds like it should be recorded on 78s.
That's right.
However, While he does do some covers, he writes most of his own material. So lyrically, it has a more modern bent. And there will be elements in the music where you would think, well, they would never have done that, you know, in the 1930s or 40s. And yet he remains true to the traditions of early jazz and ragtime and traditional folk and country and hot swing. I mean, he includes them all. His instrumentation includes clarinet, trombone, trumpet, along with the acoustic guitars and bass and drums. I've seen him a number of times. He's fantastic live. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, the theme here is that these are terrific artists. Even if you're not familiar with this work, you're going to hear some tremendous quality.
And with Pokey, I would emphasize that he's from Illinois, and he really emphasizes the Midwestern aspects of his music. If I could read a quote here from him, he says, "I'm born and raised in the Midwest, and my family's been here for generations. This is where I'm from, how I think, and that's reflected in the music I make. I try to make people realize how important the Midwest is in the grand scheme of things, because I think Midwesterners eat too much humble pie." That's what he says.
There's something to be said for that. So everything builds the culmination of everything, October 6th with John Scofield. Is that the right way to look at it?
Or? Well, if you are into all different types of music, that's the right way to look at it. He's definitely the biggest name that we have this year. I mean, John Scofield is considered one of the big three jazz guitarists of our current era, along with Bill Frisell and Pat Metheny, who are also on my list for future years. But, I mean, he's played with Jerry Mulligan, he's played with Chet Baker, Charlie Mingus, Gary Burton. Most significantly, he collaborated with Miles Davis on his seminal late period album, Star People, You're Under Arrest, and Decoy. And that really put him on the map. And from that point on, he formed his own groups. He's released over 30 albums, 22 have made the top 10 in jazz. 3 have reached number 1, and his most recent album, Past Present, released last year, garnered him his first Grammy win for Best Jazz Instrumental Album. So again, we're very lucky to have him appear for free. Again, all these concerts are free. And I guarantee you, John Scofield is not playing any other dates on this tour for free.
So who's playing with him?
Well, this year in his band, he's going to have Bill Stewart on drums, Steve Swallow on bass, who's very well known, and significantly, John Medeski from Medeski, Martin, and Wood will be playing the keyboards. And on this tour, he's doing something he's never done before. This is called the Country for Old Men Tour, and he is doing jazz versions of outlaw country tunes, tunes by Merle Haggard, George Jones, Hank Williams, you name it. But it's going to be a country-focused jazz concert.
Let's listen to something from Past Present, his latest album. This is Slinky. Jazz guitar great John Scofield with Slinky from his album Past Present. He's in Muncie on Thursday, October 6th at Cornerstone Center for the Arts as part of the Muncie Three Trails Music Series with opening act Lamont's Company. As you heard, John Medeski from Medeski, Martin, and Wood playing keyboards on this tour. We're talking with Rick Ziegler, founder of the series. More details at muncie3trails.org.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
What a terrific lineup. And just to step back for a second, is there anything else like this where you have a series of sort of national class artists and it's free like this?
I mean, not in this state. I did live in Utah for a while, and my ideas for the series was partly inspired by Salt Lake City, a city 10 times as large as Muncie, would bring in people for free concerts that were well-known. And I sort of wanted to mirror that. When I saw Cannon Commons, the performance space in downtown Muncie, I thought this stage can accommodate world-class acts. And so I wanted to get, you know, as big a names as I could that are currently recording for national labels. And so far for the through the first 4 years, I've been successful at doing that.
I want to ask you about Canon Commons. There's a tendency, it's a very human tendency we all have. We kind of look past the things that are closest to us and near. And they built Canon Commons. And if you were just driving by at first glance, it's just an open space. But you really like this as a performance venue.
Yeah, the stage is wonderful. I mean, it's a nice open space outdoors, but the stage is nice and large. It's got great acoustics. It was designed for that. I just think it's a jewel for downtown Muncie to have that now.
And this kind of event, it's not just nostalgia acts. I mean, which I'm into nostalgia as much as anybody else, but this is contemporary, very strong music.
This is trying to make a mark for Muncie in that it is something unique to have contemporary national recording artists performing for free. Is just that hasn't been done in this state.
You owned a music store at one point.
I ran a music store for 20 years, first in Salt Lake City for 10 years, and then in Indianapolis for 10 years, in DCD and vinyl. A couple years ago, I sold it to my managers, and I'm just focusing on foundation work I do in Muncie these days. But yeah, I ran a music store for 20 years. I've been into music my entire life. I was in bands after I graduated from college. We never recorded anything, but we were successful enough to open for U2 on their first tour, and XTC, and a number of other rock bands that would come through the East Coast.
What group were you with?
It was called Action Faction.
Action Faction, and you opened for U2. How about that? Muncie's a good location for this. I mean, we are midway between Indianapolis and Fort Wayne, and this is a good place for
in terms of being able to book these bands. I mean, how I looked at it was, well, we're sort of midway between Nashville and Chicago. So that covers the country, bluegrass and blues aspect of things. You know, then you draw in the others also, Americana and everything. But this is, I mean, we're a nice central location. It's easy to call up promoters. Well, maybe not easy, but it's not hard to call up promoters and say, you know, we're right here, you know, in the center of the country. Are you good? Is John Scofield touring through the Midwest at all? If he is, like say, if he's going to Chicago, could he come here right before or right after? And that's been very successful in approaching it that way.
And this is what you do.
This is what I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where does the money come from? Because someone's paying these folks. And
the first couple years were completely and generously funded by the local foundations that we have in this area, the George and Francis Ball Foundation, the Ball Brothers Foundation, Community Foundation of Muncie, Delaware County, and the Sherman and Marjorie Ziegler Foundation also. But that was always with the understanding that the foundations would help the series get established, but then if it was going to continue, they'd have to see business support coming in. And that's exactly what happened. Businesses over the last 2 years, they have been very generous in giving their support to the series. And now they contribute more than the foundations do to the financing of the series, and I'm very grateful for that.
Who are some of the people who've stepped up?
American Electric Power, Old National Bank, Community Storage, S.A. Boyce Corporation, Ball Memorial Hospital, First Merchants. You just run them down.
And these entities would be interested in this, being associated with this because?
Because it improves the quality of life and quality of place for residents of Muncie, Indiana. At least that's how I sell it, and I think it's true.
Well, I think it is true. I think that communities thrive and alive because there are things going on, right?
And it also, I mean, I think they are also very supportive because I'm not just promoting the concerts. If you go on the website or if you look in the programs, this is called the Muncie Three Trails Music Series. And so I'm promoting the availability of the White River Greenway, the Cardinal Greenway, and the Muncie Arts and Culture Trail for people to explore, and then all the galleries and businesses and everything that lie along or near those three trails. So this is really an effort to promote Muncie and what Muncie has to offer, in addition to promoting the fine artists and concerts that we're presenting.
What kind of reaction do you get? I know it must be hard in the midst of the million and one details involved in putting together a series. But I imagine you're getting some reaction, for instance, from these musicians, these artists who come here and maybe the first time they've been in Muncie and seeing this venue for the first time. What are you hearing?
I hear nothing but good things. I mean, certainly last year, Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn praised Muncie and all its accoutrements. And I sort of drove them around and was showing them the trails and the sights and things like that. We haven't had any complaints, and I wouldn't expect any, given the venue. And then when there's equipment needs, Muncie Music Center, which is also helps us out, is right across the street. They provide, you know, drum sets, amps. They even repair instruments for the bands when they come through town. That's been a constant. Every band always has some instrument that needs repair. Practically every concert, they've repaired something.
The Trails piece of this, it's an interesting combo platter here of music and in these different forms in a big public space. And the tie-in with a big quality of life thing, which is what these trails represent.
Well, I didn't feel that either foundations or businesses would necessarily go for a program that was only promoting itself and the artists. And being a Muncie native myself, I felt it was only right to try to use, if we were able to get this off the ground, which we were, to try to use this format in these concerts to help promote the city overall. We send out email blasts and contact people from all over the state and Ohio to publicize these concerts because they are for free. And we do surveys at each concert. And indeed, over half the attendees are not from Muncie. They're from outside of Muncie, which you can look at as being good and bad. I'd like to see even more people from Muncie come, but I'm very happy that all these other people are coming in and visiting Muncie and seeing what Muncie has to offer.
Any way to measure success in terms of, since you don't sell tickets, do you have a way, is there a metric, a gauge that you can use?
We quote unquote count attendance as best we can. And this last year where we had the third annual series, we had over 4,000 people come out to our concerts, and that was a significant accomplishment. I was always looking for there to be between 1,000 to 2,000 people at each concert. Well, last year we hit our 1,000 after only 3 years. I'm very happy with that. I'm hoping that we'll only build from there.
Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go.
The Muncie Three Trails Music Series kicks off with The Graskals, Saturday, July 9th at Cannon Commons in Muncie. Rick Ziegler, who created the series of free public concerts featuring national acts, including Tab Benoit, Pokey LaFarge, and John Scofield, says it's a great opportunity to hear terrific live music and promote the city's trails system to boot. More details, including samples of all the music, online at Muncie3Trails.org. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and all the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, and Debbie Webb. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.